thought it was just a wonderful thing. It was just one dub, three plops, three jerk things, boy, bones, leg, crazy thing, clap, teeth, dub, 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 dub. One of the nights, oh, my bones, oh, boy, one of those things. It was just one of those nights. All the crazy flights and a trip to the moon on nuclear winds. Just one of those things. If we thought of it at the end of it when we started raining it down, we'd have been aware that a love affair was too hot. Oh, not to cool down. Mm-hmm. Beedle-deedle-deep, beedle-deedle-deep. Ah-ha! Beedle-deedle-deep, beedle-deedle-deep. Great fun. One of those things. Now it was just one of those things.
My love is a mountainside, so firm, so firm it can calm the tide. My love for you is a mountainside, it stands so firm it can calm the tide. That's why my love is a mountainside. My love is an ocean roar, so strong that I can't let you go. My love for you is an ocean roar, it grows so strong that I can't let you go. That's why my love is an ocean roar. My love is longer than forever and endless as the laws of time. Till 99 years and forever, in my heart you will still be mine. Because my love is a deep blue sea. So deep, so deep that I'll never be free. My love for you is a deep blue sea. It's grown so strong that I'll never be free. That's why my love is a deep blue sea. My love is a deep blue sea. My love is a mountainside. My love is grown so strong and that I'll never be free.
This is 102.3 WHIV LP in New Orleans. Radio NOLA HIV, dedicated to human rights and social justice.
This is Cameron Hall.
And this is Outspoken on WHIV LP New Orleans. Stay tuned.
Leave all the beers behind and fly with me. You fish around whenever you ride with me. Be whatever you wanna be, please just don't be a wannabe. Most these people are followers. I'ma shoot for astronomy, I'ma shoot for the stars. No time to wait on a lottery, be the man that I gotta be. I'ma soar now, be wherever you gotta be. Just be all that you gotta be. Gotta have your priorities in a row now.
Love of the will, I cannot be still.
Switching back on them. Big bikes, big wheels, do the dash on them. I'd have been around the hill, I probably lapped on them. If I ain't beat them in a race, I probably rapped on them. I'ma shoot for the stars, no time to wait on a lottery. Be the man that I gotta be, I'ma soar now. Be wherever you gotta be, just be all that you gotta be. Gotta have your priorities on your own.
Love of the will, I cannot be still. I love how it feels when I'm rolling, 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 rolling. Love of the will.
You're listening to Outspoken here on WHIV 102.3 FM or around the world at whivfm.org. We are radio programming dedicated to human rights, social justice, and social justice, human rights, public health. So super cool that you are listening. I'm so glad I got to talking with somebody. And drop me a text if you have my phone number. That you're listening, and if not, that's totally okay. I was going to play some music today for you on this show. It is episode 426. Now, last week I was bringing the quote book, and today I was like, oh, I should just open the page on the day that, you know, like that coincides with the episode number. But the book only has 300, let me see where it starts, it stops, 338 pages of quotes, minus, like, you know, some of the pages in the front. But we're on episode 426 today of Outspoken. My name is Janneke Fietsenkarneguel. I was hoping to get more bikes on butts. And today, what I was really kind of thinking about was drive right. I was talking with somebody today about what would things entail that as a driver you can be safe on the road. And anyway, so we came to just very simple drive right. And today on my way here to the studio, I definitely got some thoughts in, you know, regarding what I'm hoping that people can become, right? And of course, I'm like totally ranting on the bike. Like, I'm having this conversation with myself, you know, kind of coming, preparing for this radio show. So, yes, so much to talk about this show. I don't even think that I know where to start. But the main thing is that I want us to drive right so that we can have a situation where life is really safer for everybody. So I took the longer way to get to the station. And I am taking the extra loop around the beautiful paved or what is it even called? Moss Avenue, right there around the lake. And I'm taking the Cabrini Bridge back, and it's like nice. But on the way back, it's super windy, and you're turning. So it was a fun ride to go there. And I don't have a speedometer on my bike. I doubted that I made 20 miles an hour, but it was super fun going that fast on that nice, nice black top pavement. But on the way back, it was really windy, and of course, people are, you know, starting to drive behind me. But then also, traffic is past or coming towards me, so they can't really come around me without knocking me over and giving me the 3 feet. So I am. So finally, this guy comes around, and now I've already seen a couple other cars when I'm still on the other side of the road, like flying by. And so this guy is like taking off once he finally goes past. Now, if you are driving on a road where you can expect a lot of people walking and maybe with their dog and cyclist, then your likelihood of getting in a crash is much higher. So when you hit somebody while you go 20 miles an hour, you might not kill them, just injure them potentially seriously. So there's a reason why we have these speed limits in certain places. And so then I'm like thinking, if you have, and I bring this up all the time, and I'm just going to repeat myself, if you have a driver's license, you are, that's a privilege that you have earned by showing that you know how to participate in that, what we call the public traffic. And part of that is that you need to be courteous to other users. And so road rage, speeding, being rude. Like on Facebook today, I saw some film come by about this lady that is showing how much people driving, how they are talking to her, and what kind of comments she's having when people are cycling. And I bet there was something on the t-shirt that made people respond because the cyclists were really positive and, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, the cars were really cursing. So I'm not really sure what was said. I maybe have to investigate that more. Or, you know, if the phone is listening, I bet I will see that soon the next time I'm open my social media account. If you know, of course, you can let me know. I know my phone is blowing up. Somebody is texting me, so I'm going to go check that out. So grateful for you to tune in. If you don't know yet, we are programming with programming dedicated to human rights and social justice. Now, we are volunteers here at the station, and you can always become a member by donating, getting swag at our website whivfm.org, and I guess it's /donate or something like that. I was gonna go play some music, and I will get back to trying to find out what page I am going to find in the quote book. Since it's 426, I guess I could somewhat combine it. We'll see what's going on. Maybe there's terrible quotes on that page. I'm going to contemplate about that while playing you some music. And I thought I had something tuned up for you, but apparently it started already playing a long time ago. And I am going to find that back because I really had a thought to why I... There we go. Here we go. Madness, you know, guys. Madness. There we go. Stay tuned.
That's all I need to write in. waiting for a charity. Sponsors come running to me. I've learned to cut the yellow line and park my bike there any time, no minute. Money for the meter, then the road tax up to pay to them. The petrol pump's been blown sky high. My MOT's now up for cry. I got to do that just last week, but you're not silly, believe in me. We sold our car to skip the fine. £10 Uncle Morris. I've had my fill of petrol fumes, attached myself to big balloons and pump them full of precious air. The traffic jams look with despair.
Stuart Parker on page 25, because page 26 is blank in the or empty on the quotable cyclist. You can't despair for the human race when you see somebody riding a bicycle. Stuart Parker. I'm going to play you some more music. You listen to Outspoken, my show about all aspects of cycling here on WHIV. Live in the studio, no guest, 426. So yes, I looked at page 26. I thought I'm just going to start that way. But it was an empty page. So today, when I rode my bike to the station, let me go back to that story. I was aggravated my dog probably picked up on my aggravation, then wouldn't get walking, and it was just, you know, we just ended up just being in the yard, and I was stressed. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to come to the radio station. No, I'm going to go leave early and take a longer route. So instead of me hauling over Broad Overpass, which is, you know, very nice once you come down with all the new blacktop, but I ended up taking the longer route because I wanted to be more, you know, longer than 14 minutes on the bicycle. So I ended up able to get a ride in maybe like 30 minutes and riding then around the bayou. So on my way up the overpass on Norman C. Francis, I saw several people. Now, the first person I really noted when I was walking up, and I was walking, and I just noted that, you know, they were hard to see in the dark when they were not under the lighting. So I'm like thinking like, wow, if this person is biking on the street, you would really not see that person when you're driving, you know, when you're in the vicinity of cars. So maybe how do you let somebody know that they are not moving, not very visible? So one person on the bike is going down, and I'm just kind of contemplating now. I'm getting on the point where I have to get off the bike and then walk it up because it was hot today. And no, I was not like going to really get to the top very quickly. So then I'm getting off, and then somebody is also kind of biking by, going really fast. So now I'm really contemplating, you know, why don't we have more reflective items on things? And then I think about my friend who then says, well, maybe I'm expecting for people to do stupid stuff. So I want to be as invisible as possible so that I can get in the way and they don't get distracted by me and then doing something. And although I understand that thought, I think it would be helpful if we can all be visible, but that then comes with us also needing to be predictable, and you become predictable by signaling and knowing people, your intentions, when you are moving forward. So it is easy to realize that the reason why it's important to be predictable and use signals anytime you are making a change, that you should use your signal as a way to claim the right of way. So your right of way is the space in where you are expected to be in the next moment of your travel. And so that space is right in front of you. So if you want to claim the right of way in another lane of traffic, you need to claim that space, and that's why you use your blinker. That's why you use your arm to point when you're a cyclist. And you can also then do that, of course, when you're turning. It's kind of the same signal, works very easy, you know? And so I seem to recognize that people think, look, there's nobody here anyway, so what does it matter? And then you seem to get lazy. No, I don't want to make that judgment. Then there seems to be a situation going on where the result is that you have no muscle memory to put on that blinker, and so you end up forgetting it when you actually should have used it. If you get my drift. So I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play... and then we're going to come talk about more about this story when I come back. Ooh, look at that. I see it is about 20 minutes, 20 minutes after. And as WHIV is supported in part of Offbeat Magazine at offbeat.com, I was going to share with you the band Beat. However, I have not even figured that out. And so I am going to pull that up right now because Offbeat Magazine has a calendar to help you plan your plan your evening out or your day out, of course. Like, I'm going to be reading it for the evening. Maybe I should even read it for tomorrow morning, because I bet things are happening way in the morning. So, you know, why don't I see if I can include that, if that is applicable. But yeah, here's your band beat for tonight. It is Tuesday, February 10th. I won't be here, y'all, next week because it's Mardi Gras, and EJ is so kind to take my hour the week after Mardi Gras. So after that, I am going to be back with a lot of Outspoken, but here first is your band beat for tonight. Since it's almost 7:30, if you happen to be in the area, Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro is hosting Oscar Rossignoli Trio. They're starting at 7:30, while Fritzl's Arstall Band is playing at the Fritzl's European Jazz Club, and they are having Jamil Sharif on stage. Cryptic, featuring Peter Harris, Ricardo Pascal, and Jameson Ross, at 8 o'clock at the Bayou Bar at the Punch Train Hotel, while Shin, with Chris Lee, the Girl Tones, and Dave Catching, is at Chickiwawa at 8. Also at 8, Jenna McSwain at the Carousel Lounge at Hotel Monteleone. Low Shoulder presents Catalyst Dram Porsche Corto at Gasa Gasa at 8. Then at 8:30, Dos Jefes is hosting Rafael Boss, while Kit Chocolate and a Free POC can be found on stage at DBA New Orleans starting at 9. At 9 at Siberia, Vulgar with D. Sablu and Tanya, while Alex Wassily and Ari Title are presenting NOLA Very Good Tuesdays, spontaneously improvised, at the Maple Leaf Bar starting at 9. Then 9:30, Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro is again seeing Oscar Rossignoli Trio on stage, while the Bayou Bar at the Punch Train Hotel at 10 o'clock is hosting Cryptic, featuring Peter Harris, Ricardo Boscal, and Jameson Ross. That, my friend... Oh, no. That's your bite and beat for tonight. But I did say that I was going to leak to see what is happening tomorrow at a decent time. And yes, indeed, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Fritzl's European Jazz Club is holding Ricard Piano Scott, while at 5 o'clock, the Bourbon Street Stars will be on their stage. There's also Happy Hour, JFA presenting Anaya Anderson and Co. at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro at 5, while Paul Longstreth is going to be on the stage at 6 p.m. at the Mahogany Jazz Hall. And now I started at 6, so I will also say that Stephen Walker and them are going to be at DBA New Orleans at 6 p.m. And for more information, including what's happening tomorrow afternoon, and, you know, content, original videos also, and photos, they can all be found at offbeat.com. So thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Outspoken because I wanted to see more butts on bikes. As I was talking about my story, this story continues. So now I am on the overpass pushing my bike up, and I'm still contemplating, what can I do, right? How can we reach people? Because if we're building good community, maybe we can start to connect in those activities that we already engaged in. Now, so I decided on my way up to then talk with this older woman walking on the overpass, like, for exercise. But she's not having headphones in, and so I get her attention, and we're chatting a little bit. I'm explaining what my contemplations are, and I feel for the woman, because if it's any fashion like I'm talking to you guys now, you can probably think that she's thinking, like, what's going on. But bear with me. I am pushing my bicycle up the street, up the overpass, right? And so what I did, I didn't want to creep her out either and, like, push her up and stop. So I ended up, like, stopping a little bit in front of her, and then she walked up, and I was like, you know, excuse me, and we ended up conversating. I think I did that pretty politely and not creepy in any way. I just share with her that I noted when she was in the place that was not very well lighted, that she was very, it was hard for me to see her at that point, and I wanted to point it out, and I suggested to maybe use one of those reflective stickers, and she was like, oh, that is a very good idea. And so, you know, I think that it would be totally okay for us to share more things. And so if you have any things that you want to share, you can maybe come and, you know, share with me what you're thinking. And maybe we can get everybody else to also get their ideas, and then we become one big sharing community, and life will be better for everybody. And maybe we'll get more butts on bikes, because that's what I'm hoping to get here. Now, I was very happy that I got a text in, but it was Joe. He's my technical support at the station, because I was trying to get in the computer, and that, my friends, did not work. Yes, so music is next. I am choosing for you a song which is called The Jelly Dots, and their song Bicycle. Now, if you're wondering what we played before, we had Love of the Wheel by Bicycle, also Madness Riding on My Bike, and then now The Jelly Dots. So enjoy, you guys. You're listening to Outspoken here on WHIV LP New Orleans. Yeah. Are we coming? I am not even hearing anything. So let's try and figure out what is going on. Maybe I'm not hearing anything because my microphone, my mic, maybe my phone, my whatchamacallit is not connected. Okay, so apparently I'm going to do some more investigation here, and I will, instead of playing of the one medium, I am going to find another very appropriate song for today, and the Jelly Dots will just have to wait a little bit longer. So I'm never really coming so far in the back of this list, because I most of the time is seeing cool things, but I played this recently and it was good to hear it. So here, Iris Cruz, y'all.
Bye.
I really do like that song, I have to say. I should find out if it's a karaoke song. That would maybe be fun, but super quick on the singing. Now, I figured out what I probably did wrong. You know, technical issues are never really technical issues. It's most of the time just yourself. But we do have some problems here with the microphones, with the and I'm not hearing myself, and I don't like it. Oh, there we go. So I went back to the quotable cyclist, and also on page 25, which is in the category of love. So the quotable cyclist, great moments of bicycling wisdom, inspiration, and humor, edited by Bill Strickland. And so there's different sections in it. It's and so 25 is still in the chapter of love. After that, we have mountain biking, road riding, climbing, descending, speed sprinting, and the noiseless rush. Training, fitness, racing, winning and losing, crashes the first ride, riding with style. Now, we should be talking about that, y'all, with Mardi Gras and all that stuff. But that is, I don't know, maybe it will come one of these days. Desire comes after that. The Tour of the Friends and other great races. Well, I don't know from when this book is, but that, you know, might have changed a lot. Then Legends, Myth, and Champions. Now, it is time for the Olympics, but the Winter Olympics. Now, in the Netherlands, a lot of cyclists are people that are also skating in the wintertime. And I think that that helps us with the gold medal stuff. Although this count this year, not so big yet for the Netherlands, but I'm enjoying it very much. And I noted that the USA got silver on curling. So congratulations there. After that, we get paid to pedal, as well as adventure, equipment, and a chapter called Everything is Bicycle. Then A Vehicle for Revolution. Also Women in Cycling, Hate, and General Classification. So yes, page 25. On page 25, we also have John F. Kennedy. Nothing compares to the simple pleasure of a bike ride. Now, when I was on Facebook today, I did see some message from somebody pointing out that although biking can be very mindful, and that is something that I also talk about, that it is possible that biking too much might be a sign of not really coping with maybe stressors that might be combined with getting snappy at family members. So it was this big article, you know, and I'm like thinking, you know, isn't this regular knowledge? Everything that we do in excess is never good. Even if you're like laughing all the time, you know, that is just you know, that's also a sign something is not right. Or, you know, just like us crying all the time is not good, or eating all the time is not good. So cycling all the time is also not good. So if you're recognizing, you know, yourself in that, see if there's other ways to maybe cope with that frustration. Definitely combined with bad posture or not a correct fit. I'm always worried about people getting a compression of the nerve where you're sitting on your seat too much. And that can cause also some issues that might have medical consequences, like low sperm count and all. Yes. So although I really agree with the former president, I think that everything in moderation, people, everything in moderation. Now, so what I think I did not write the other day is that I just played it via the wrong channel. So I'm going to try this again. Here we have Bicycle by the Jelly Dots. Haha, success.
Riding my bicycle, riding my bicycle, riding my bicycle, riding my bicycle, so smooth. When I was 9 years old, I had my bicycle. Now that I'm 31, I think it's just as fun. I got my guitar, before I had my first car, I had my training wheels, bicycle made of steel, surreal. It's a beautiful day for a ride.
Yes. The Jelly Dots, y'all, with Bicycle. So going back to business, you're listening to Outspoken. I'm really glad that you are tuning in. Welcome here to my show. My name is Janneke. Fietsen kan ik wel. En fietsen kan jij wellicht ook. So I tried to... So I got on... I'm still on the overpass. Now I'm back on my bike and I'm going down the hill and then I see somebody. And so now I am also again stopping, but now I'm stopping not because I am tired from pushing up potentially, but stopping and then waiting for this person to come. And so this person, although also they did not have any earbuds in. Now this was a gentleman, so that might have something to do with it. He just kept walking straight forward and just ignoring when I said, excuse me, sir. And then I was like thinking, would this be an interesting study? Can we say that people are more receptive or of information to get that to them or to be open for it when you are then pushing up and they are then walking down, right? So very interesting. I don't know. Anybody want to jump on that? I don't really have a lot of time to get on to that business to figure that out. But yes, maybe I'm going to have my own little study from when I continue going. So that was my point. All this time I've been talking just to get to that point of wondering what was going on. Now, if I had not gone the long way, I would not have stopped to talk with this lady, because when I go in the overpass, there's not a lot of people walking there because it's very unpleasant. The railing is really low. Yes, cars are going fast on broad overpass. I wish I had like a radar gun to try to figure out how fast I was going. And, you know, then going back to my rant about drive right, you know, why are we having cars that are going so fast? You know, can we get a button to saying you are now in city mode and you cannot go faster than 25 miles an hour? And then you get to the interstate or highway mode and you can go much faster when you are driving your car. So I don't think that is very too much to ask, but I wouldn't be surprised if people controlling for that not to be added to your car potentially are similar people that are also not want to look at the safety of guns. 97% of crashes are preventable. So think about it. If you are going to get in a crash because you are being distracted, do you want to be speeding and having a higher likelihood that you are seriously injuring or killing another person? I mean, recently, wasn't there a pedestrian that was killed? Well, not here. Well, potentially here in town, but I think it was maybe up in Monroe. And a lady got out of the bus and somebody went around it and just ran her over. And, you know, that's a pity. She was probably taking the bus because she was responsible and not driving when maybe she did not have the skills anymore, which we sadly all get to a certain point too, where we have to figure that out. Now, I asked a specialist in the evaluation abilities regarding somebody's driving skills, myself too, to come to the studio one of these days. And so I'm hoping that Larry will be my guest one day to see where that conversation is going, because I definitely have my thoughts about that. And yeah, big reason kind of, I guess, where I'm going with my career, because I've seen when Charlie Thomas from Bike Law asked me to go with him to a case, to court in Kenner, regarding a case where a gentleman was run over and dragged for about 5 blocks. I don't know how he's still alive, but he got dragged by somebody recently discharged from the hospital. So was there a recommendation to not drive yet? Was this person needing to get help but didn't have anybody and didn't see an opportunity but to drive? You know, I don't really know what the situation has been. And I've asked Bike Easy, like, do we have that information regarding the crash data to kind of see what's happening? Because if that's the case, can we put responsibility by the DMV to help guide some of the decision making for people that are unsafe to drive to not drive? Recently, I ran into somebody who had an amputation on one leg, walking with a prosthetic and a cane on his right leg. To like nobody put any flag up to say, can you still drive? And the sad thing is that maybe the responsibility is also not taken by people in healthcare, because they don't want to ruin their great relationship. And now all of a sudden you don't want care anymore. You're going to go find another doctor because I said something. What's in your best interest? So, yeah. Well, there I went on another rant just now there. Yes, drive right, y'all. Use your lights, be predictable, use your blinkers, to claim that right of way, right of way. Now, going back to page 25 in the book, chapter Love, by Lord Charles Beresford, I have no idea who this gentleman is. He said, whoever invented the bicycle deserves the thanks of humanity. And I agree with that. So, with that, I am now going to play you another song by Anthony. And here we go. I'm hoping you are enjoying Outspoken today on WHIV LP New Orleans. Stay tuned, y'all. Listening to Outspoken here, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. WHIV LP New Orleans.
Can I borrow your bike? I'll chain it up, keep it safe in the night. The rain let up. Don't you even trust me? Won't you?
So, update on my bike. My kickstands broke yesterday after leaving the parade, very sadly, but oh well. First world problems, y'all. First world problems.
Bike on the bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got to the bus, it's to the bell, and there's a place to make it look good. I'd give it to you if I could, but I borrowed it. You're the kind of girl that fits in with my world. I'll give you anything, everything, if you want things.
Listening to Outspoken here on WHIV. Listening to here to WHIV 102.3, y'all. I want to thank you so much for tuning in this week. Episode 426. I'm not here next week, but next time we'll have 427, and then maybe we'll read page 427. I mean 27 out of the book. I'm gonna play you a little bit more music while I am leaving you guys, but good night, everybody. I've been playing Bicycle, their song Love of the Wheel, also Madness with Riding on My Bike, the Jelly Dots with Bicycle, Iris Cruz with her song Vitamin Yao, Anthony Puches, the Lennings, and Pink Floyd, and now RM, his song Bicycle. Good night, everybody.
son of mine, when you my wrong. I don't see no open cars, no open bars. The booty got a own journey, own giant road. Some child of dark in the side of the mom. A charm and oh, she got it to bomb. Chipping son of God, oh God, the cool oh God. Woody got your hand, the source charm at all. Simple man, charge on God, let Taja, but I'm a two bar.
That's it. Leave it there.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect?
Yeah.
Great.
Gotta be the Blues Crusade with Pearl. Right there on WHIV 102.3 FM New Orleans. You never know what she might be playing. She's so cool.
Yeah. You told me you was high class.
WHIV, we are not a radio station with a mission. We are a mission with a radio station.
Okay, happy Mardi Gras. It's the Blues Crusade. And, yeah, we had a little bit of a crossover snafu there with Yannicka leaving, but we got it all set, and we're rolling right along. It's the Blues Crusade here on WHIV 102.3 FM and WHIVFM.org. You know, we're here every Tuesday night from 8 to 10, right after Outspoken. And it's where you can hear a mix of the blues and music with a blues vibe, so get ready for that wide range of the American art form we all know and love, the blues. And we just don't stick to the blues. We're open to any music that has a bluesy feel or a blues aesthetic. From timeless field hallers to the latest jazz improv, we've got you covered. And you know, all the sonic intersections with every other kind of music that's out there. Yes. So welcome aboard. Enjoy the ride. I'm your guide, Pearl. And always, the Blues Crusade. Music chosen by real people. Not algorithms. Okay. Tonight, for week two of the Black History Month, voices the industry tried to forget. Underrecorded, underpaid, early passing, and erased black artists. And I'm going to say I dipped into my own record collection for a couple of these